and I believe our very special guest that follows the congressman, if I'm not mistaken, this is Lycoming County Commissioner Tony Messer. Are you on the line, sir?
Absolutely, Todd.
Well, I got to tell you, I hate to share this with you, Commissioner, but Congressman Keller is kind of a tough act to follow.
Yeah, I know. I always enjoy listening to him.
That said, he just talked about it. This is a staggering number. $3 trillion in economic assistance to states and local communities. Can you, as a county commissioner, Commissioner Messer, can you put that in context?
Well, I was just trying to figure it out. If you look at the gross domestic product, according to online, it was $21,500 billion. And we were shut down for, what?
6 weeks?
40 days, yeah. 40 days or so. So I'm not sure about any additional spending. I think it's, you have to pay it back, Todd. And it's just not feasible to see that additional spending.
Congressman Keller just talked about it with the governor, and we'll get into this in more specificity here in just a moment. But he mentioned how critical he's been of Governor Wolf, and we're looking at a reopening in Lycoming County, in the north central part of the state, and potentially the northwest up around Erie because of the case count, in the neighborhood of May 8th. What kind of communication, if any, are you getting from the governor and his team as a county commissioner?
Well, I would say, not to put him on the spot, but not much. We communicate with his staff, and we've asked for certain businesses to be open, such as small construction companies, small carpet stores. How do you like that? These are things that the people need to be open. They have a livelihood, and they can't depend upon the give outs. And a matter of fact, I know a lot of people that haven't received anything yet so far. So the communication has not been, I'm not going to say it hasn't been it's been absent, but not much guidance. And the guidance that we did get, we weren't really satisfied with.
What was, if I may press you on that just a little bit, what was unsatisfactory to you?
Well, I own a fire restoration company and a floor covering store, carpet cleaning company, right? And we spray for COVID, to disinfect. And Todd, we weren't allowed to be open. We may have 10 customers a day that come into our door, sometimes more, sometimes less. And so we closed, and you go down the street to Lowe's, and it's a Petri dish. I mean, it made no sense. I would not want to have been in his shoes, I'll be honest, but there was no consistency. We couldn't figure out what orders he were given and why wasn't there consistency. He sat there and he opened up fishing, and they're shoulder to shoulder, and he won't allow us to open up our golf course that we begged him to because, we were finally, turning things around there, and people need to get out. Our golf course, for example, you golf with people that you know. I don't believe anybody would want to infect anybody, so I think that was very safe. It would have been very safe to open a golf course. And many of the states around us, their golf courses are open. Heck, we're losing money because they're traveling to another state. So things like that, the inconsistency of how he rolled certain things out. Now, Todd, I heard a congressman say something about giving the power to the governor to open things up, and I'm just the opposite. I think you should give that power to the county commissioners for a number of reasons. But
well, let me press you on that, because in the comments that he made last night, the governor made last night, he said in consultation, I believe was the phraseology that he used, with the county leadership and the people in those communities. Are you seeing that so far? And I hate to say this because they've been very good to me at the health department, but Secretary Levine said this you know, earlier today about, well, we're doing this, we're doing that. Are they doing it in consultation, and they're going to wait till next week or like May 7th to tell you what's going to happen on May 8th?
Well, I'm a member of the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania, and, you know, we advocate for what's good for counties. And, you know, sometimes I don't even agree with our position at times because I'm more of a capitalist, and they just don't seem to hear everything that we say. And that, you know, there's probably reasons for that, but over this tough time, man, I think we're the closest to the people, you know, the county commissioners and the township supervisors and borough council and the mayors. And I don't think, I don't really think they've listened to us well enough.
Okay, here you go. I hate to interrupt you, but this literally just hit my phone 5 seconds ago. The governor just put out guidance for the construction industry. This affects you, right? You ready for this quote? My administration has taken measured, aggressive steps to protect public health and safety. I think everybody would agree with that, including strictly limiting the types of businesses and projects that may continue to operate during this unprecedented time, Wolf said. Thankfully, these actions are working, and we are flattening the curve. As we start to take steps to reopen the state, we recognize that the construction industry is vital to Pennsylvania's economy and may operate safely with stringent guidance in place that will protect employees and the public. Commissioner Messer, I have to ask you this. I'm sorry to put you on the spot at 6:23 on a Thursday night. Why didn't he do that sooner?
Well, you know, from my standpoint, I don't know why. Okay? From his standpoint, who would shield the blame from him if he opened it up and our hospitals did get full? He's in a tough spot. There's no question. But here's what's more important, and I shouldn't even be saying this, but what upsets me more than anything, and I'm not going to quote Benjamin Franklin. But he did say something, those who give up some liberty for some safety deserves neither. And you know what? We've given up a lot of liberty over this, and we listen to the governor. Okay? I think for the most part, like Cumming County citizens listened to this governor. They hunkered down. They did what was necessary. And it seems like it did help, okay, as far as the spread. So I'm not going to argue with what he did. But I will say this. Small business is getting back. They're starting, okay? The small construction guy, just listen to the CDC. You're out there working, and I see them. You're out there working. Listen to the CDC guidelines. Do what you have to do to stop the spread. And it's not difficult, okay? It makes common sense. And nobody wants to, you know, hurt their grandmoms and grandpops, that's for sure. So, you know, I wish he would have been more receptive to the general population. No, to the business community.
Commissioner Messer, I got one more for you. You have a fellow elected official in Lycoming County, in the county corner, in Mr. Kiesling. He received a phone call from me earlier this week informing him, because he was doing his job, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He wasn't trolling the internet, okay? He was doing his job. Gets a phone call from yours truly. By the way, we have the first two COVID-19 attributed deaths in Lycoming County. And his jaw drops. He's the coroner, Commissioner Messer. He then undertook a situation and investigated it to find out where those deaths came from. And here we are on Thursday. Lycoming County now has zero COVID-19 deaths. How does this happen?
Some could say it's political. And I certainly wouldn't discard that. So what happens is wrong. There's no question. There's a law, and he stated the law that requires this the state to contact the coroners for the deaths, and they did not. And then I'm sure you've seen the email threads today about them charging a fee for him to get that information.
$9.
Absurd.
It's and 10 absurd. Pages of information he's got to file as a coroner to get a death certificate or vital statistic record he's legally entitled to.
Oh, yes. It's absurd. And this is the overreach of government. And one of the things I have to say is for the people that are out there, okay, and they see people going to work or... Please, don't rat-arn people. They need an income. They're losing everything that they've put a lot of money into, and they don't want to lose it, and I don't want to see them lose it. So, you know, I do have to say that he said yesterday, I believe, that they're self-enforced. So, you know, I don't know of anybody that has been fined yet from our county, and the law enforcement is been very, very helpful. So, you know, but you know, for people to, and I'll call it the way it is, you know, rat people out or tell on people or call us. We get calls from the public, not too many, but we still do, saying these people are doing this. Well, you know what? Until you've signed the front of the check, it's very difficult to understand the pressures that are placed on business owners. And my prayers go out to them.
It doesn't sound like you're wearing a mask. I'm not currently wearing a mask either. But we are social distance, right? We're doing this over the phone. You're where you are. I'm where I am.
Yes.
So speaking of wearing a mask, it's a viral video. You're on it. Right in front of the state capitol steps, near the protest. What would you say to people that saw that video in Lycoming County or saw it generally speaking of you not wearing a mask at a protest, and any thoughts on you maybe bringing back COVID-19? And again, I'm not accusing you of doing that. I'm asking you to address that because people are quite concerned now with the pandemic going on and having seen you not without a mask.
Okay, well, I took that mask off, and if you noticed, there probably wasn't anybody within 8-9 feet of me. Okay, I made sure we went back. I took the mask off and did that take, and then I walked over, put my mask on, so I didn't post some of the pictures that I was wearing my mask, although I can. But yeah, I wore a mask, and we were pretty careful as we were walking around taking pictures. Listen, nothing, and I mean nothing, will stop me from living. I'm not going to do that. And I've been home for the most part, and I've only been engaged with a handful of people that
you
care
know,
about each other.
Right, that you know.
Right.
That are right. Asymptomatic, right?
Right.
From a county level, I know you got to go. It's the dinner hour. I know you got to go. But I got to ask you this. First day of recycling has reopened at two locations, one at Penn College, one at the old Kmart off the Golden Strip location. The report I got and saw online from your colleague, Commissioner Scott Metzger, said in one day, and not even in a 12-hour stretch, like 6 hours, 6-8 hours, 30 tons?
30 tons of plastic and some cardboard. It's incredible.
30 tons. Think about that for a minute. 30 tons. 30 tons.
And I have to say this because I got a phone call from Mark Sortman over at Loyal Sock. You know, we opened this up, and we want to give a shout-out to the owner of the Kmart Plaza and Penn College, Dr. Davey Jane Gilmer, because they allowed us to use their facilities to reopen. It was a major feat that was undertaken by Jason Yorks over there at the landfill with the help of a number of people plus the sheriff's department. You don't understand how much 30 tons is of recycling. And if we could not have opened up all the facilities at once and thought we wouldn't be full within 40 minutes, and then trash would be blown all over the place. So we opted to, use these locations first so that everybody that's been storing things for 40 days can bring them in. And I think it was very successful, and I think we'll continue that. We'll have a facility down in Lycoming Mall and someplace up, hopefully the school district up in Jersey Shore in the following week.
Breaking news again. So you're going to go from 2 to 4. You're going to double the locations within a week. That's what you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying that because you need a lot of staff to keep moving these back and forth. We may move it once and then start to drop the containers at the regular locations, because Jersey Shore and East Lycoming, they're going to have a lot of recycling.
30 more tons, maybe, for that part of for those parts of the county too.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. Their football teams are awesome. They don't waste much food or anything. Trust me.
All right, on the going away question, because I know you got to go. What other than the recycling starting to slowly reopen over the next few weeks and months as we move forward? What is next for Lycoming County in this recovery process and reopening process?
Well, for me, I just want to see a brighter future. I want people to be positive and not negative. We hear too much negativity on the TVs and whatnot. We live in a beautiful, beautiful valley. We live in a beautiful county. We have so many natural resources, and we have some great people too. And, I'm just looking forward. I think now we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I think the governor will start opening things up even before May 8th. So let's hope that's the case.
Commissioner Tony Messer.
Yes, sir. Todd, I have to tell you this. You have done a phenomenal job. I mean, if it wasn't for your question, and by the way, you do your research. So, nothing's from the hip from you. I understand that. And I just want you to know, as far as doing a service to the community, you've done a tremendous service. And I can't thank you enough.
Your words are too kind, my friend, and I certainly appreciate the time. Little did we know, right, when we did that whole commissioner's debate going into the general election last fall, when I challenged you guys for nearly 3 hours, I was challenging you to get ready for a pandemic. I don't think any of us thought about that back then, did we?
No. Nope. Not at all.
Appreciate you. Stay safe. Stay well. All the best to your family.
Thank you, my friend.
That is Commissioner Tony Messer here in Lycoming County on News Talk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS. Todd Bartley with you.